الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ألف صلاة ألف سلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين ولا أمته جميعا بفضله سبحانه وتعالى. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
My listeners. Yeah, listening, hearing. Yeah. And understanding. If you are not understanding, you are not listening. Listen and obey. Hear and listen and follow holy commands of heavens. Madad Ya Sultan Evliya, I am asking a spiritual support from the master of this world. Don't forget him, O people. When you are falling in a difficult situation, you may ask from him a spiritual support. As a person, if falling in a difficult position, now they are looking and running to some people whom they have powers. They are asking, because we are in need. Some of ourselves, some of others, we are in need. And it is a holy order through every holy book. As well as it is mentioned through Old Testament and New Testament. Allah, Allah. As mentioned through Holy Quran, Holy Order of our Lord, سعيدنا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. Our Muslim brothers from Arab or all Arabs may understand Holy Command. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. O people, be helpers to each other for good actions. This is important. never changing. That is a command that through whole holy books just mentioned. Therefore, you may ask from some people a help for something. And also, a materialist people going to ask a support from another materialist people, saying, come and support me. I am not in a good condition. Yes, asking. But for believers who believe in spirituality, they may ask also from such a people whom they are on different levels of heavens, the hell authority and power. They may help. They may help to a person if he is using their help for a good
purpose.
If not, they are not helping. For bad purposes, Shaitan helping. Therefore, we are believers, believing in the spirituality. That belief gives us a support. Only to believe gives mankind a support that maybe a whole mankind can't give to you a help, but one of them may help you. Therefore, I am a weak servant and asking from my master that he is master of this world. To support me. To send me heavenly knowledge that giving a inspiration we have a click.
Waking up.
What you are saying, giving a waking to our physical being, you are asking. Ask. They never refusing. They are giving also support. Therefore, today I am a little bit weak, but I don't like to leave our listeners, our good intentions people, not to reach something today. As much as they are granting to me, I may speak for supporting our listeners or for supporting for good ones. Yes. Oh, our listeners, assalamu alaikum. rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That heavenly salute if reaching to a person, just reaching to him a heavenly support and refreshment to move and to do or to act to make his effort for his Lord. Yes, it is important. Therefore, I am saying for our listeners, maybe my listeners, 3 persons, maybe 300 persons, maybe 300,000 people, maybe 300 million people. The Lord of Heavens paying me. Paying me, I am happy with my Lord. Paying. I am worker. For his honor. Try to be workers for your Lord, for your Lord's honor. He is all, he almighty, endless honor oceans, endless honor dominions for him only. Mutlak.
Definitely.
Absolute. 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 Oceans of greatness and glory and majesty and mighty dominions for him. But he is granting us something. If an atom coming from his endless mighty oceans may take this earth from its place, from darkness to enlightened worlds, enlightened dominions, and he is calling us, oh my servants, come to my enlightened dominions oceans. Come to me. You are not seeing or knowing about my real generosity. Only one, like an atom, you have been granted on this world. And you are losing your minds and you are running after this world's treasures. That is black pepper to open my voice a little bit more. That's what I'm using. Yes, they are not asking to use a spiritual power for such a things. No, no need. Allah Almighty prepared so many plants and minerals to be for mankind medicine and to give them health. The Lord of Heaven is giving to His servants everything for the health and granting to them endlessly wealth also. But what you are doing if you have been granted all treasures on this world? Today you are here, tomorrow passing away. You never see a person to build a house on bridge. Ever anyone see? No, Sheikh, we never saw. If you are seeing, what you are saying? What are you building? I'm building a house, a small hut on this bridge to live in it. How? For what? This is not a place to live on it. No, this bridge only for going from one side to another side. How you are building on bridge a home and say I am sitting here? You are a no-mind person. And now no-mind person countless, because they are building on bridge
skyscrapers. Skyscrapers.
Tower.
Towers.
Say this. Shukaspan. What I am doing, I am forgetting also what you are saying. People building towers and angels. When a person building more than two
Floors.
Angels say, oh mankind, to where you are thinking to reach up. You are like Nimrod, asking to make a so high tower. For what? It is not enough for you to stores. Why? No, we must do more than two. If we can do, we shall try to build 200 stores. Very strange. Ajayib. Terrible. What are you doing? We are now on this planet for a short time. Look and listen. They are giving me to speak on Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. A story that just mentioned through holy books. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, always he was traveling, but he is not traveling by planes or cars, even no on horses. He used donkeys, but don't use horse. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. He was always traveling. For what? To meet people and to speak with them and to give a nasihat, advice. Once he was walking, he reached a high place on a mountain, and looking and finding one man with all clothes, nothing on his head or on his feet, sitting as a person sitting for praying to his Lord. And Jesus Christ coming and giving salam. Oh, my Lord's servant, who are you? You that you are Ruhullah.
Soul of Allah.
Holy Spirit.
Spirit of Allah.
Spirit of Allah. You are asking that question for me? And he is saying, Jesus Christ, I know. But I like to be heard this speech among ourselves. Yes, I know you. What you are doing here, oh Jesus Christ, I am sitting here. What you are doing? Doing praying and making my Lord's holy name, saying Allah, 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 Allah. When he was beginning to say Allah, 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 Jesus Christ looking that he is getting up. Getting up. How you are doing this? Because my spiritual power, when I am making this zikr, holy name, O my Lord, asking to take me from here up to up. And I am resting, not to sit on earth, I'm sitting in air, and I am making zikr as much as possible. Jesus Christ saying, there is your hut, home. He's saying, oh, Jesus Christ, you know that I am so old one, 100 years I am here. I am busy for my Lord's heavenly service. Therefore, I am not finding a time to leave service of my Lord and to build something. Night and day I am here. Summer and winter, I am here. I am not moving. Oh, you are like angels. Yes, the Lord of heavens, my Lord feeding me when I am hungry and giving me from His endless mercy oceans, such a drink, drinking and leaving me thirsty. Jesus Christ saying, oh, my Lord's happy servant, my Lord's glorified servant, you are saying, Muhteşem,
magnificent.
You are very special one. How you can do this? Yes, my Lord, when I am hungry, making me to be full. When I am thirsty, granting to me something for drinking, and I am happy with His service. Then, how many years you are here, oh my Lord's servant? Jesus Christ saying to him, oh my Lord's servant, at his highest honor for a man. I am here 700 years. I am here. Subhanallah. Glory to my Lord. You are here 700 years. And you are not building a place for sitting in it or sleeping in it. That servant of our Lord was saying, oh Jesus Christ, it is so short life, 700 years. I don't like to occupy myself for a building. I'm sitting here day and night, siphon Beshita and summertime and wintertime. No time for me to put one stone on another one. Oh, Jesus Christ, what you are saying? Jesus Christ, astonishing, hayrat, astonishing, and saying, Subhanallah, glory to our Lord. Oh, my Lord's servant should come, the serial prophets, our chief one, highest one, that he is coming after me. Sayyidina Muhammad, and he was standing up, that worshiper, standing up and saying, oh, oh no, no, Muhammad, forgive us, oh our Lord. In his time, his nation going to Musabaka.
Races. Competition. Competition.
Competition. Competition among themselves. Which of them going to build higher building? And their lives may reach 60 or 70, mostly. Oh, Jesus Christ, I have been informed that my life is going to be 700 and a little bit more. Therefore, I am not seeing to be something for my being, physical being, not to give my physical being a pleasure, except to be pleased with his Creator. That is my mission, Jesus Christ saying. And he was mahzun.
Sad.
Mahzun.
Sad.
Sad. Saying, oh, for the nation, oh, this is all purpose. They are making competition among themselves, which of them going higher, even in Mecca al-Mukarrama, sharafah Allah, government giving permission to be built such a towers, like towers over in Nimrod. What we shall say? What is the fatwa for Salafi ulamas for that buildings, I am asking. They are saying, if we are saying, Salatu wassalamu alayka, Ya Rasulallah, accusing ourselves, you are mushrik. but very ignorant ones thought that there is sending Holy Quran. What about those buildings? Whom giving to them that authority to be such a towers of Nimrods? Huh? Then Jesus Christ was asking to that Abid, servant of our Lord, "Oh, my Lord's servant, if you have been granted only 60 or 70 years, what you are going to do if 700 years you are not building anything? If was your age only 60 years, what you are going to do that time? Oh, Jesus Christ, I am only making Allahu Akbar, putting my head for sajda till 60 hours passing and the angel of death coming and taking my soul." Jesus Christ was crying, "Oh, His Holiness Pope, oh, Your Holiness ones from chief rabbis, oh, doctors of this Ummah through Azhari Sharif and other places, oh doctors, what is your intention, mutala'a, for this story? Don't say to me, Israeliyat, no. Then I may ask to you, Hatu Burhanakum, give your approvals. If you are not knowing, may touch to you something from heavenly beings, no one can take from you. You may be Majnun.
Mad.
You should be mad. Oh, my listeners, time by time, heavenly masters, particularly the master of this world, that he is Paul, sending me such a inspiration to speak to you, to remind people to think on it. Enough, you are running after dunya. You are not created for dunya, but you have been created for the servanthood of the Lord of Heavens, Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Azamatuhu, Wa La Ilaha Ghayruhu, Ya Rabbi Afwak Wa Ridak. Fatiha. Give us a chance even one moment for thinking on real realities of truth oceans that gives us much honor, never-ending honor oceans. Oh, our Lord, forgive us and grant us to your servants someone may do people, your servants waking up.
Okay.
My listeners, long life to you with good actions. Live for Allah. Don't live for your egos. Live only for Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Don't live to collect carcass of this world. Nothing giving to you, taking honor from you. But you are, if you are working for your Lord, you should be honored that no one granting to you except your Lord Almighty Allah. Fatiha. You will be there.